Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Life and How to Live It. Begin the Begin by Chaz Holdsworth is a candid coming-of-age memoir set primarily in 1980s Philadelphia. Rooted in the author's experiences growing up in the Kensington area, with a father struggling with heroin addiction and a mother committed to a strict born-again Christian worldview. Rather than offering a neat arc of redemption, the memoir emphasizes survival and the slow formation of identity under pressure. Holdsworth writes with blunt honesty and a sense of dark humor, portraying poverty, fear, neglect, and the everyday calculations required to stay safe. A distinctive element is the role of music as a lifeline, especially the impact of alternative rock such as REM, which functions as both emotional refuge and a language for self-understanding. As the opening volume of a multi-part memoir series, Begin the Begin aims to document the beginnings of resilience and the search for meaning amid chaos. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a childhood shaped by two competing extremes. A central tension in Begin the Begin is the author's upbringing between two dominant forces that pull in opposite directions, a father's drug addiction and a mother's fear-based. Religious intensity. The memoir does not treat these as abstract themes, but as daily realities that structure home life, expectations, and emotional safety. Addiction appears as absence, unpredictability, and instability, while religious extremism appears as control, shame, and a worldview organized around fear and punishment. Together, they create a double bind: the outside world feels unsafe, and the inside world offers limited comfort. Holdsworth focuses on what it feels like to grow up when basic needs. Protection and encouragement are uncertain, and when a child is pressured to make sense of adult problems without the tools to do so. This framing helps readers understand why survival becomes a primary goal long before long-term dreams are possible. By presenting both poles without simplifying them into caricature, the book highlights how complicated family systems can be and how identity can form, not through guidance, but through resisting what harms you and searching for what helps you endure. Secondly, Philadelphia and the neighborhood as a constant risk environment, the memoir is also a portrait of place, emphasizing how a rough urban environment can shape a child's sense of normal. Holdsworth depicts Philadelphia in the 1980s through the lens of a kid navigating poverty, street violence, and the presence of gangs and drugs. The streets are not a backdrop, but a force that influences behavior, relationships, and the limits of freedom. Ordinary routines require vigilance: where to walk, who to avoid, and what signals danger. This setting reinforces the book's focus on resilience as a learned response, rather than an inspirational slogan. The memoir's realism lies in its attention to the everyday pressures that come with living in an area marked by addiction and scarcity, and the way those pressures seep into school, life, friendships, and family dynamics. By grounding the story in a specific city and era, Holdsworth shows how social conditions can narrow choices and accelerate maturity. The result is a narrative that helps readers see how environment and family compound each other, producing a lived experience where hope must be actively protected. Thirdly, music as secular salvation and a tool for identity. One of the most distinctive threads in Begin the Begin is the role of music as a survival tool. Rather than functioning as a simple interest or hobby, music becomes a stabilizing force that offers meaning when institutions like family, school, and church fail to provide it. Holdsworth points to the emotional and psychological impact of discovering bands such as REM, and the way lyrics and sound can provide a vocabulary for feelings that are otherwise suppressed by fear, shame, or chaos. Music also serves as an alternative model of living, offering glimpses of a wider world and a different kind of community, even when experienced privately through listening. In memoir terms, this is important because it shows how a young person can build an inner life under harsh conditions and how art can function as a form of self-education. The narrative suggests that resilience is not only endurance, but also the ability to find anchors that keep the self intact. By emphasizing music alongside trauma, the book avoids a single story of damage, and instead shows how identity can be assembled from fragments of refuge, curiosity, and connection. Fourthly, the long work of unlearning shame and fear, Begin the Begin repeatedly returns to the internal consequences of growing up with neglect, instability, and rigid moral pressure. The memoir highlights how shame can become a default emotional state when a child is taught to fear punishment, distrust their instincts, or accept that hardship is deserved. Holdsworth explores how that psychological burden affects self-worth, ambition, and the ability to imagine a future beyond immediate survival. Importantly, the book frames change as gradual unlearning is not a single breakthrough but a process shaped by small realizations, exposure to different ideas, and moments of clarity that arrive amid confusion. This theme connects the personal story to a broader insight about trauma and development. People often carry early lessons long after they stop believing them intellectually. The memoir's candid tone makes room for contradiction, including humor and discomfort, which helps convey how shame can coexist with toughness and how fear can coexist with hope. By documenting the beginnings of self-definition, the book offers readers an honest depiction of what it can look like to step away from inherited narratives and begin building a life guided by personal meaning. Lastly, storytelling style blunt realism balanced with dark humor. Readers and reviewers often note the memoir's direct, concrete storytelling and its willingness to portray disturbing material without melodrama. Holsworth writes in a way that foregrounds immediacy, what happened, what it felt like, and what a kid could understand at the time. The voice is frequently darkly funny, which does not minimize the hardship, but reflects a common survival strategy in difficult environments, where humor becomes a way to reclaim agency and reduce fear. At the same time, the narrative is presented as a first volume, and commentary on structure suggests it can sprawl, reflecting the messy accumulation of lived experience rather than a tightly engineered plot. For many memoir readers, that quality can feel authentic, especially when the subject is a childhood defined by instability. The combination of grit, vulnerability, and occasional levity helps the book avoid a purely grim tone and instead capture a fuller emotional range. This stylistic balance supports the memoir's purpose to offer an unfiltered account of survival while still making space for humanity, connection, and the fragile emergence of hope. In conclusion, Begin the Begin will resonate most with readers who seek memoirs about survival, poverty, addiction, and the struggle to form an identity in an unstable home. It is also well-suited to readers interested in how place and culture shape development, particularly those curious about Philadelphia and the social realities surrounding addiction in working-class neighborhoods. Beyond its autobiographical value, the book offers practical and intellectual benefits. It shows how resilience often comes from small, repeatable acts of endurance, how art can function as an emotional lifeline, and how a person can begin to separate their selfhood from the shame and fear absorbed in childhood. Holsworth's emphasis on music, especially alternative rock, helps the memoir stand out within the trauma and recovery category because it provides a concrete mechanism for meaning-making rather than relying solely on retrospective insight. Compared with more polished, single-arc redemption memoirs, this volume reads as a start point, documenting the early formation of hope and the first steps toward change. Its value lies in its honesty, its refusal to sentimentalize, and its clear commitment to portraying the long, uneven process of learning how to live. If you would like to support Chaz Holsworth, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.